The fireplace, the stone fireplace in my art studio, was built by Carl Mattis when the house was built. His son, who saw the fireplace, said, "Oh, that looks like one of my dad's fireplaces." And he walked around the side and said, "Yep, there's a loose stone," which now a bookcase covers part of it. But that loose stone, he said, "That's a little compartment where you can keep things. You can want to hide a little liquor bottle or something in there, and you've got a little secret compartment where you can stash something." And the stone actually comes out of the fireplace. It's a beautiful fireplace, and my understanding from talking to Nanya Folcher is that there was originally a stone fireplace on the first floor of the home that when they did some remodeling, they removed it and put in a colonial style fireplace. These beautiful stone walks with the designs in them. There are a number of designs. Outside the front door is a circular, almost like a patio of stone, with a divided stone walkway going out to another circular pattern. And outside the French doors to the dining room is a slate-type surface with a star placed in the stonework. So there's some unique designs to some of the stonework besides just the regular creek stone that was used. I imagine looking at the stone, it probably came out of the creek that runs on the property. It's a very rocky creek, and this limestone has a lot of fossils in it, and I assume that's where the stone came from, was all off this property. The staircase and the entryway is a sort of semi-circular staircase, all of wood. There's so much woodwork in this house. The living room has scoting up about 3 feet all around the living room with walnut baseboards, and the steps have walnut steps going up that front hallway. There's actually stairways, two stairways to the basement. There's two stairways to the second floor. There's another stairway to the third floor. So there's a lot of stairways and a lot of woodwork all over the house. The doors are typical English Tudor. I have no exact way of placing when this house was built. I know it was in the early 30s, but the original telephone pole coming back to the property, when they removed it, I noticed that there was a spike in the pole that had written on it UG&E, which I assume is the Union Gas and Electric Company, dated 1932, 35 feet. So they put these in the telephone poles, and I assume that that was the year that this house was built, and they ran electric back to it. It was 1932. So it has a copper nail with a head about the size of a quarter, and on it is the Union Gas and Electric Company, 1932. In my studio, I have a dentist chair because, for one thing, it was available. It was an antique chair that was no longer being used. And so I, being a former dentist, I use a dentist chair to sit on when I paint. And it's nice because it's adjustable. It goes up and down. It doesn't bother me to sit in a dentist chair.